All right. To the people we go, concerns real or imagined with your football team. And I think Jeff and Mark did a really nice job in the middays. I just want to spend a couple of segments talking through it with Rico. Real, imagined, or the question mark. Andrew Batts leadoff, 97.1. What's up, Andrew? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good, pal. What's going on?
Well, my concern is the defensive line and the offensive line. It's in the middle. I mean, we signed a guy for $4 million. Why he had a blew-out knee? I mean, what are we doing? I've been a nonstop fan. Every year I root for these guys, and the last 3 years have been amazing. And signing the band back together is awesome. But what was this? I mean, that's like,
I don't know.
We have nothing to do now. I mean, what are we going to do? Go get a guy that's 35 years old?
I'm glad you brought it up, because you're right. When you put these two signings together, it's just something I couldn't figure out. Is the Onsarike signing with Marcus Davenport? So
yes.
I personally look, and if I'm missing something, I do apologize to you guys, the listener. I try to be up on 99% of things. It doesn't mean I don't miss something, but like, do we have clarity on Onsarike that like, when was
the signing happen? Did you sign him and he was damaged goods?
There was a lot of reporting going on, especially yesterday, that he had knee issues at the end of the year.
Correct.
But they didn't think it was anything serious. And then it became too much at the beginning of camp, and they said, hey, we're going to shut you down. You got a torn ACL. Brad Holmes has to answer for that.
That's right. It didn't make sense.
Part of our offseason.
Right, Andrew, that's my whole point. And then you doubled down on it by signing a guy who cannot stay healthy. That's not an insult. At a certain part of your career, you're just not available. Marcus Davenport is never available.
The Super Bowl window could be shut in front of our face. You have to have the offense, and you're set. I think the secondary is fine. I really do. I know it's a different scheme.
Yep.
You got a lot of athletes. You got a lot of playmakers out there. It is the middle of the offense and defensive line that is my number one concern.
And what's the most important thing? Right? When push comes to shove, why is Philly and San Francisco largely dominated the NFC over the last 5 years?
The big nasties.
There you go.
I mean, that's part of the reason why we've been good. Is McNeil, great in the middle. We've been able to stop the run. On offense, we're able to pull our guards, pull our center, get a tackle out there to, you know, bump on the outside on the left side for us to, you know, push the ball up the field. Are we going to be able to do that this year?
No, and I think it's super dangerous, too. And look, I don't care. No, you know, Andrew, ultimately no one cares. But like I Tyreek Williams was one of the guys I guess they were looking at in the first round, and I was right. Okay, who cares? Well, now here's the problem. I never imagined having to rely upon that player right. In the same way that I never imagined you would rely on Tate Ratledge. Look, when you need two rookies in your playing group on your O-line and D-line room
to hit the ground running,
that's very difficult that both are going to work out. From day one. I mean, it just takes time, man. And look, I've lived it. I mean, here, my own team. The Giants drafted the number one center in the draft class, a guy everyone loved, Big Ten guy, John Michael Schmitz, Minnesota. Oh, he's a road grader. He's a dominator. He's a linchpin to your... He has sucked his first 2 years. Sucked. So, like, again.
No, Mike, because especially on the offensive and defensive line, but offensive more so, the learning curve is, like.
Immense.
It's rare that you get rookie who
moment
just steps
of silence.
In.
Moment of silence. Your heartthrob is on stage. Do you have anything? Would you like to take the next few minutes off as Mike Locksley?
You know what?
Wax poetic.
I'll have a Mike Locksley question for you.
I know that's your guy. Let's go live to, you in the corner, Rico Beard. Coach.
You feel better about yourself?
I do. Okay. By the way, shout out. All the coaches who rock moo-moos are actually big boys today putting on clothes. Good for them.
Oh, he gets the moo-moo.
Look at Locks.
He drops some LB.
He looks like he's going to Greater Life on Sunday.
Yeah, he actually does. He's about to preach on Sunday.
David, since when does your uncle coach Maryland? Only thing missing is that double bow tie.
I was about to say, there's no double bow tie. What is that? What is that key pin on his?
I don't know. He could. What is it?
Lock? I have no idea.
What does he keep his house keys in that thing?
Also, what's with these guys holding up their cell phone while they're asking the question? Do they not know that this is being recorded? Both them and
because you got to put it on your website, Kenny. It's like nothing is real. Like you didn't go to a restaurant unless you videotaped it and then you recorded it and put it on your Instagram.
But you're on camera right now. You could just use this.
Yeah, but you got to put it on your Insta, the gram, or you got to show people, yeah, this is me. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
It's not real.
For your follower.
Right, right. It's like the people, yeah, hey, I'm at this restaurant, or just eat the food. I didn't need to know you
for
were
there. For your fives and tens of followers.
How's that GoTerps.com doing? Sure, it's a real breadwinner. Let's go over to Charles. I don't even think Maryland fans know they have a football team. Let's go to Charles, 97.1. Charles, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? So my thought, and I know people might kill me for this, but I have a question. Just because you're a good drafter and Brad Holmes, does that make you a good GM? Because all of his off-season signings, all of his trade deadline signings, all of this stuff, for 3 years, we've been waiting for him to draft a defensive line, and he's drafted, you know, corners and safeties, and is like avoided the D-line like the plague, besides Aiden Hutchinson, and the O-line, he hasn't addressed that, and I just don't see him making the moves besides drafting. And his drafting, I would say, has been maybe 60-70% okay, but even those signings, he's drafted guys way higher than they should have been drafted. Yes, he's caught some lucky breaks in late rounds and has done okay at that, but if you looked at the totality of what he has done, has he done a great job?
I'm going to say yes, but you're also right too. That's not a cop-out. Okay, so I think you make some good points, but absolutely he's done a good job because he hasn't just drafted well, he has drafted all pro caliber players. And you have to give him credit because he not only gave Stafford what he wanted and got a good deal, he got a quarterback that no one believed in, they did, and they've rehabilitated him. Now, to the things you're talking about, here's what I'll say, Charles, and Enrico's going to be Judge Judy on this. I think you're at a bit of a crossroads with the Brad Holmes drafting narrative, meaning last year, that was a bottom five draft as far as impact year one. That's not me saying it. That's anyone in the NFL. Your players simply didn't contribute. Now, if that draft class doesn't get better and this draft class is equally as unimpactful, you're going to have to then take him down off the pedestal and go, wait a second.
You know what?
So it's kind of a crossroads year.
How about we take this full circle and incorporate it what our 2 o'clock topic was? Basically, are you closer to the drafting that you were early on, where you were hitting on everybody?
Right.
Or are you closer to where you are, you know, with this latest couple drafts?
Probably.
I would say we're not.
Yeah, to Charles' point, right? Like I've said for years, regression's coming for you. No one can cheat the system, right? Like no one drafts eternally great. In the NFL, Hall of Fame GMs, you're going to hit about half first round picks. Holmes did such an incredible job. He was due for regression. I still think he's an incredibly sharp guy with a scouting background. Right. But Rico, look, the fact we had Terry and Arnold on here is a question mark, and then Rakestraw already got dinged up in camp, and you don't know what you're getting there. Look, they drafted two corners. They still felt a need to replace Carlton Davis with DJ Reed. Cool. Right. I'm making a point. You didn't get anything from your two rooks.
No.
Then you factor in, you drafted a complete project in Manu. You drafted a running back thing, sort of, question mark, in Vaki.
Right.
Got nothing.
Hendon Hooker.
Nothing, but no, you go now.
And now,
you this know, year, hey, if you walk into this season and Tyleek Williams isn't effective or Tate Ratledge doesn't take to the center spot, you're going to have a different conversation, but I got to let that play out a little bit.
If Tesla's on the practice squad.
Oh, boy. No. Because what'll happen is I won't be able to do a show with you. Your head will explode. This has become your holy grail. The Tesla pick has upset you from day one. And I have tried to just work with it and go, look, I'm going to trust in what they say.
I understand, but Landon Jackson's right there.
I don't think they value defense.
They don't.
They and don't I've value given up, DNs the way we do.
It's like, okay, how many wide receivers are you going to have? Who are you sitting
there? Hold on, Rico. You cannot then talk about the wide receiver and say you've given up. You have not. You are not giving up on Landon Jackson.
No. I'm saying I wanted them to take him. He was still there, but they went for receiver, David.
They don't value defensive
ends. That's what I said. I've given up. Not on him. I've given up on the Lions going out there and trying to improve this defensive line. I don't know. It's like I'm speaking Mandarin. Like they don't hear anything. It's just not. We're fine. You're not fine.
Their philosophy.
We're fine. No, you're not.
Their philosophy is that Aiden Hutchinson will raise the level of everyone else, and they can fake it till they make it if Aiden is great. That's just the only plausible thing. And while it doesn't mean they're wrong to act as if there's not another way to do it, no, I agree with you. I mean, an example. Like, I'm not going to yell and scream about the Jadeveon Clowneys and the Von Millers and any other half-baked vet. The point is the Lions are never in on those guys.
Right.
And I'm not going to go crazy about Za'Darius Smith because reality is he's unemployed. All right, if he was so sweet, somebody else would come knocking. Well, he only wants to be here. Right, he also likes money.
Yeah, well, here doesn't want him.
So, look, it is frustrating that at no level, whether trade, free agency, or drafting, do they seem to want to get better on that exterior of the D-line. Yeah. You're not wrong. But the Tesla thing
is something that you don't need to stand down or stand up.
It's just, I know it's a trigger point for you. That move, I'm going to have to hear about all year long.
You need him. Okay, so where are you going to play him?
Next year when J-Mo's not here?
You said it. I did.
What? You said if guys get in the final year of their deal, he's done with it.
Is he in the final year of his deal?
Coach. No, I'm making a point. Yeah. All right. I know what guys, it's gonna be a long season. We're gonna hear about Tesla a lot from Rico. 248-539-9797.